This is Wildlife Capsules, a brief presentation on issues affecting wildlife, sponsored by the Gallatin Wildlife Association. I'm Jay Shell. When I was a boy, before television became the dominant medium, we listened to adventure shows on the radio, like The Lone Ranger, at 7:30 in the evening. At some point, the script writers fixated on the Wolverine as a vicious, aggressive, dangerous, hard-to-kill animal, threatening usually the hero rangers or cowboys by attacking them from a ledge or a tree overhead. Well, it's true. Wolverines are a tough animal and can be ferocious, capable of driving a bear or a cougar from its kill. But though it can be an aggressive predator against other animals, it's unlikely that it would attack a human target. On occasion, it may pursue and kill a deer or elk, but it's more likely to go after carrion, cache food, or small mammals and birds. It was once called the glutton, but its voracious appetite may be an adaptation for survival where food is scarce. Careless about concealing its own cache food, it marks them with a foul-smelling musk that repels other carnivores. Its den, which may contain leaves or grass, is under an uprooted tree or crevice, a thicket, or other protected place. Alternating periods of activity and rest every 3 to 4 hours, a male traverses a vast range of more than 1,000 square miles, which is shared by 2 or 3 females. A wolverine can cover great distances at a slow lope. It swims capably and climbs quickly. Its eyesight is poor, but its senses of smell and hearing are excellent. Along with skunks, weasels, and otters, wolverines are members of the Mustelidae family. They are bulky and bear-like, dark brown with broad yellow bands from shoulders back over their hips, with light patches in front of the ears. Males are larger than females, measuring up to 44 inches and weighing up to 42 pounds. Wolverines range over Alaska, Canada, and down into the Cascades and Rocky Mountains of the lower 48. They have been seen in the Bridger Range in Montana. So this has been Wildlife Capsules, sponsored by the Gallatin Wildlife Association. I'm Jay Shell. Thanks for listening.